Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Sister Ro. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we're rejoicing. Yes, we are. We are confident. Hallelujah. 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 That our Father is in control of everything. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We give honor to God this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, we bless. Hey, God, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 We give honor to God this morning. Hallelujah. For he is our life. He's the very breath that we breathe. He's our maker, creator. Hallelujah. The heavens and the earth. Yes, he is. Every formula. Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah, of everything he is in control of. He is the creator of. Hallelujah, we bless the Lord. But this truly is the day that he has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. And it's easy to give honor to God, our Father. Our Father. Hey, Lord, hallelujah. Our Father. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. I just bless the Lord. I thank him. Hallelujah. For the revelation, knowledge that he is, and he wants us to understand and know that he's our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I thank God for that revelation. I thank him for the revelation, because we're able to say it, because people stand up and say, oh, you read, and it really, you know, it don't mean anything to you, because it's too many layers that has happened in your life or built up in your life that you cannot comprehend the reality that he's your Father. Hallelujah. And what a father means. So many of us have been without fathers. My father passed when I was barely 2 years old. And then my second father, because I sure don't call it my stepfather, my second father passed when I was 7. Hallelujah. But I learned. I cried out to the Lord, and I asked him to let me know what it means for him to be my father. I did not. Story is too long to share. Hallelujah. But I thank God if you ask him. I thank him. If you ask him, he'll do it. And his son's name, you know him by Jesus. I know the name Jesus, but I also know the name Yeshua. Hallelujah. He'll do it. He'll do it. If you're not saved and don't even know what it means to be saved, tell him. Tell him. Reach out. Tell him. I guarantee you, he won't let you down. He won't let you down. The things that may occur in your life, but he said Jesus said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He's right there with us. Hallelujah. So we give honor to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, it just feels so good. Give honor to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very breath that we breathe, we give honor to God. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, glory. We give honor to God. Yes, crazy things can happen, but we give honor to God. We are this is not our home. Ooh, we can run to him. He put his arms around you. He'll hold you tight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can only speak some things from my experience. When I can really say yes, amen, is true. Hallelujah. You have to try him for yourself. Hallelujah. How he speaks to you may not be how he speaks to me. We're unique. Ooh, a child of the living God. Don't let anything or anybody, when you grab it, when you understand it, don't let anything or anyone ever touch it. Can't touch that. Can't touch it. Can't touch it. Plead the blood of Jesus over it. That knowledge can't touch it. Someone once said that once one has been, I think this is how they put it, enlightened, they cannot return to darkness. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hold on to it. Hallelujah. God is our Father. We thank God today for this wonderful day. And it's cold, bitter cold all over this land. In so many places. And it's been colder than it has been in over 100 years in some places. And we had a weekend that was just situations that only God can handle. And we as his children, we talk a lot, and myself included, but you know, we really, the light come on and shine bright that God is in control. What are we to do? And that'll bring us to our scripture. That's what we do. We just go to the scripture and let the scripture tell us what to do. But let me make our introduction for those who don't know that we are a remnant minister, or there's a guy called to pray. Yes, we are. And we are part of the fifth hour prayer watch team. Yes, yes. And we talk about that from time to time. Yes, we do. And now we're just building our faith, because we can get into saying words and get and just going on in the power of prayer. But so often we forget who we're praying to. We get wrapped up, hallelujah. So we just wanna do a refreshers course every once in a while. Every now and then, you know, talk about who we praying to. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We have it before we pray. Ooh, we pray like we've got it already, because that's our confidence. Who is your confidence in? The Almighty God. Hallelujah. The Almighty. It's so sweet to say this. The Almighty God himself. Hallelujah. Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. We know as without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, God. Thank God I didn't hear your son. Without a shadow of a doubt. Our Father. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, we can pray straight out for an hour, 2 hours, because we're talking to our Father. And I know people say that God can talk, and you can talk when you're talking. I just, you know, I have had some experiences. The conversation just come right on up. Well, period comes, the conversation, and you go like, oh my God. Can I share this with you? I don't know. We say the enemy did it, bring up sad stuff or what people have done or what people are doing. And, you know, you get caught up in that for a moment. And I'll say, why, Lord? What's the point? Why? And you know what he said to me? Well, he said, you just have more people to love. He said, you just have more people to love. I said, huh? Love your neighbor. Love those that would despitefully misuse you. You just have more people to love. I said, well, yes. You're right. Glory to God. Whew. So when I'm talking, he just steps in and says what he's going to say to me. But when that karma comes, he just speaks right on up, you know, hold it, catch your breath. He says what he has to say, and that everything changes just like that. You're like, huh? You just have more people to love. He loves you first. And you just have more people to love. Hallelujah. Wasn't that beautiful? So that's how, and when I know so many times when he, well, I understand. And all I can do is just go, oh, thank you, Lord. And I love it. 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 Hear what I say to you. When God interacts with me, and you know how he interacts with you, and it's so special. It's so uniquely, I say, our relationship. I can identify. Hallelujah. And yes, sometimes I miss it. Sometimes it's so subtle. It's so subtle that I go, oh no, I missed it. But then it keeps you on, as they say, on your P's and Q's. You don't want to continuously miss it. So you watch. You go, oh, okay, God, I'm sorry. How did I do that? You know how you did it. You just overrode what he said to you. You heard it, but then you didn't hear. He's done it enough. For some, you recognize it, but you're moving too fast. Sometimes I say, you're just moving too fast. Take the time. Honor God by listening. When he, I say, Kopasha to the rim. It's special. Hallelujah. And it just didn't happen overnight. Hallelujah. He cares about you. You are so special to God. He loves you. He's concerned about everything about you when it comes to you. Hallelujah. You are so loved by the Almighty God. Oh, he didn't send us here to desert us. No, he did not. He created us. He formed us. He made us. He had a purpose in mind for us. He's not cruel. But if we would listen sometimes to some of the things we have been taught, we would think that he is, that he doesn't care. But he cares about, there is nothing about you that God is not concerned with. Not one thing. You know, let's just be honest. Even some of the little bad attitudes we've had or we have, he knows about it. He knows if you're really working to get past that, the selfishness. He knows nothing is hidden from him. But he cares about you. If you confess it, next thing you know, that's not a part of you anymore. Oh, you're reflecting God more and more. You're reflecting your Father more and more. More and more. You're speaking the way He wants you to speak. More and more. And less of you. That selfish you. That, you know, that selfish me. That pity, because I know we can do a pity now. Even when we said, no, that's not me. I don't do that. When you do your pity thing, your frustration thing, you got to be heard. You need to be seen. You need to be recognized. People need to recognize. You know, God remove all of that. And we're coming forth as pure gold. Pure gold. Hallelujah. Been in the furnace so the dross would be removed. And God overseeing the process. Hibisekoma. Somebody did you say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Been stretched. Hallelujah. Far and wide. And there have been some who've been stretched far more than we can imagine. And now you're fit for the master's use. Amen. Sikuba. Shamadidiyoseke. Fit for the master's use. Ramakubaseka. Fit for the master's use. Yeah. Emma Sakabasidiosa. Have to be careful that you don't get caught up in the day. What do I mean? The day's event. And keep your ears open so that you don't say and do the wrong things. And what I'm saying about this, when you know, and I'm not talking about murder, fornication, and adultery, but there is the little fox that destroyed a vine. That's what the scripture says. When we know something is not right, and because the masses are doing it, we're just like, okay. And we automatically just become a part of it. We have to repent, and because we have to stand strong and not participate. We have to stay strong and not participate. And not even, you know, sometimes we can do things and not even think about it. And you just do it and you're like, oh, Lord, what was I thinking about? What? But that's why we have to be 40 sharp. And if some of us say, well, oh, that don't happen to me. But the thing that does happen to you, you have to put it in check. Give it to God. That's what I'm saying. Because we're in serious times. And in these times, the enemy is sharp. And we can't be rocked to sleep standing up. You know, when everything gets so comfortable, they got money to pay them bills and you don't have to worry about it. You know, that's a big thing with us. But I find a lot of times with the younger people, finances is not an issue with them. So many of them are making excellent money. So money is not an issue. Other things, some of them, I just want to know the truth. I want to know what's right. I want to know how do I stand for God. When all this temptation is around me, how do I stand? I had a young lady tell me, she says, how can you go to the older women? They're competing with me. Huh. So we have to be above those who are older. We have to be above, and we are daily asking the Lord to shine on us, that we may be the representation and the light that the younger ones, oh God, that the younger ones can see their way. They don't need us to compromise. Oh, it may be hard. They may talk about us, but they need to see what it's like for a child of God to walk this earth pleasing to their Father. Hallelujah. It's good to pray and get a prayer through, but they need to see us in action. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord. You're here. You know, Mother, she's not able to come on as often as she used to, as she has been. And you hear me talking about it. When we talk, I pull on what she is telling me. I even write it down. And yes, I've gone and spent the weekends with her, and we've laughed, and she, oh my God, but I've seen her in action. Hallelujah. So I thank the Lord for the lights that are in front of me. And I strive to be the light for someone else. You strive to be that light. It's our duty, hallelujah, to live a life for Christ. To bring him glory. For we were created for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You pray for me. Not manipulation, but genuine. And I pray for you. Hallelujah, to be strong in the Lord. Ah, glory. Be strong, woo, in the Lord. Hallelujah. We're new creations. Yes, we are. Behold, all things are new. That old man, go. Let him stay gone. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Be strong, my sisters and my brothers, in the Lord. It's our duty to grow and learn of him more and more. Hallelujah. So we pray for one another. We love on one another. We want peace. We want joy. Even if we're going through some of the most craziest things, and so the Lord has blessed someone so that they blessed their boots off. And don't be envious. Be grateful if it's simple. And ask God to keep them sharp. Don't let their blessings cause them they get too comfortable and they are rocked asleep. Hallelujah. Are they allowing themselves to be rocked asleep? Hallelujah. They recognize that God has blessed them. Hallelujah. But he blessed them. Just because you don't have material things does not mean you are not blessed by God. Or you have little. Or you have to pray for every morsel. He answered it, you're blessed. My son was reminding me, he said, Mom, he was sharing with his friend what some of the things that he's experienced in the 7 years that he was with us. And when he said, you wouldn't believe the miracles. He said, I told them I wanted for nothing. When I needed a job and was going to school, I got a job and I went to school. And I thank God that he did. And I asked God to cover him in the blood of Yeshua, lead him and guide him. He got instruction. But now God needs to instruct him and guide him. You need God to do that for him. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the things that he brought me through. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful for everything. And you know, God doesn't have to. You know, sometimes we think if I have an accident, I can get money. If I can hit the lotto, I can get money. If this, God, sudden when it's your season and your time, sudden it happens. Yes. And I kind of got off of what I wanted to talk about, a scripture I wanted us to read. And there again, it's in Isaiah. And this is just my favorite scripture. This says so much to me. This scripture here speaks volumes. This one verse, this verse right here, Isaiah 43:7. I was studying for a message. And I like to do cross-reference and word study and so forth and so on. And this scripture, and I'm going to do some more studying on it, says, even everyone that is called by my name, in some places it reads, some of you may know, who identify with my name, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Isn't that just amazing? Isn't that amazing? You're so special. You were formed. You were made. You were created for his glory. Don't forget that. Hold on to that. Hold on. I don't think anything else is more, what's more important than that revelation? And you say, well, I don't know what I am. I don't know who I am. Yeah. You came here for his purpose, his glory. Yeah. His plan, his will. And we're talking about God. And we know that the times that we're in now, we are in strategic timing. And we know what the word of God says, but we hear and we are and we can do some things. And that's pray. communicate with our Father, discuss what's going on right here, right now with our Father. Prayer does make a difference. Yes. Oh my God, yes. Prayer. You know what? Prayer. When we say prayer, I like to just make it plain. Having a little talk with Jesus, make everything all right. Having a little talk. Hallelujah. You know, in Egypt and Goshen, the children of Israel were blessed. The cry of Egypt was hard and sorrowful and painful. But God spared his children. Their firstborns did not die. All those who were obedient to the word of the servant of God. You are here for such a time. Mm-hmm. You're here. You're an intercessor. You're here. Watchman on the wall. Take it serious. The garment of an epistle. The garment of an intercessor. Hallelujah. Hey, God. When you put on the garment of the intercessor. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Stand in the authority in which you were given. And which you were created for. Hallelujah. Stand strong in there. Stand. Hallelujah. Wear your garment like a loose garment. This is not our home. Hallelujah. Don't put so much, don't stake or put too much stake in it. Huh? Oh, Lord. Walk this earth with the authority that has been given you. Stay sharp. Stay on point. Oh, my sickle. When we really know who we are, we can do that even the more. But you know, iron sharpens iron, striking against iron. It sparks fire. My sickle. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. 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 And just because somebody say they dress a certain way or they look a certain way, that don't mean that's who they are. Ask God to show you who that individual is and what they are to you. My sister told me years ago, she says, you know, everyone is not to be in your life forever. And you need to know and ask God the reason and the purpose of individuals coming into your life. You got to be mature and sharp. Deep. Oh, yeah. Let's use that word deep. Deep in God. Yes. Shambakoba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not foolish, but mature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless him. Oh, the earth. Hallelujah is the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God. So many are without heat. And we can pray. And those, if we know, we can take what we have and share. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God, when we pray, he hears us when we pray. And when we ask God to cover them, to bring warmth, he'll do it. Food on the table to those that we can't get to. Every opportunity to be able to give as God directs. The scripture says, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Some people say, well, you don't have to pray if God wants you to do this. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Need to know what mount, what to do, how to do. Just trust God. Just ask God for leadership, guidance, direction, and do what he says to do when he says to do it. And watch what happens when we're under the authority of the Almighty God and we yield to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. God is so good. I'm reminded about Abraham. I don't want to go into it, but Abraham had visitations from God. Enough so it came to the place in Genesis, the 18th chapter, that he said, my Lord. He knew God. He knew God. He knew the Lord. You know, when we have our special relationship with God, back to that, you'll know it. But he builds it gradually. We understand that. And it gets more and more enlightened. And we, the confidence and our faith in him becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. But don't say to someone, you ain't got no faith. You ain't never told me what faith is. You gave me a description, but you never told me what it is. Then you never really say, have faith in God. Have confidence in God. But it's step by step by step by step, the faith is built. Each one of us do have a measure of faith. And there are some who have the gift of faith. Step by step, it's manifest. Hallelujah. Have faith. Have confidence in the word of God. Read his word. What did God's word say? Trust the Lord, baby. Trust the Lord. Trust him. He'll never let you down. Trust him. And I know what I'm saying is be challenged. And we ask God to cover it in the blood of Yeshua. And that the enemy can't touch this. And that he'll lead us and guide us continuously in all truth. Guard it. Hallelujah. By him. That we can grow and become stronger and stronger in him. Hallelujah, that one day we'll stand taller and taller. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our light shining brighter and brighter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. He's your Father. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. I was studying on Saturday, and I was just so upset. Oh Lord, oh, that's so good and sweet is the word of God. Oh Lord, this is just too good. It's so good. Thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you for allowing me to see this. Thank you for clarity. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God. I thank God for it. He has truly been kind. and loving to me. Hallelujah. And I know that sometimes some of us may not be there yet, but just hold on. You will see. You're in the process. You're in the process. You're literally in the process. Oh my God, we thank you this morning for all that you brought us through, for opening our eyes that we see that you never left us, you never deserted us, you were always there, and we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning, Most High God, Sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for ordering our steps, monitoring our words, filling our mouth with words. Hallelujah. When we have nothing to say, shut it. Hallelujah. We lift our prayer list up to you, Father. We plead the blood of Yeshua over everyone and over every situation and circumstance. Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless your most holy name, Almighty God. We thank you for the healing, the deliverance, Almighty God. Oh, for making ways out of nowhere. For being a defender for your people, God. For being a hiding place of mind regulator. Almighty God, oh God, hallelujah, for meeting every need. Oh God, we give you glory. We bless your most holy name. We ask that you grant traveling mercy, Almighty God, over the highways and the byways. Those that are stranded, God, send help from the sanctuary and cover them, Almighty God. Almighty God, those are feeling lost. Almighty God, and desperate. Thank you, Lord. Oh, for easing their minds and their hearts. Oh God, protecting them, shielding them, giving them the right choices to make. Almighty God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The airwaves, Almighty God, bring peace on the job, peace in the hospitals, Almighty God, peace, Almighty God, peace, Almighty God. Give doctors, hallelujah, peace, Almighty God. Heal their bodies, hallelujah. Strengthen their immune system, Almighty God. Oh, the nurses, God. The social workers. Give them a heart of compassion. Almighty God. Bless your name. The scientists in the laboratory. Open their minds, God. Reveal to them the concept. Sanctify. Hallelujah. The vials of medicine. Men are hoping that will bring about a cure. But we know that you are the God, that healeth your people. We bow down before you, great God. Rema, we bend our knee and bow our head and bless your name. Rema Saka. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for meeting every need. That your name will be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember Washington, the capital. Those that are in control, that you allow to be in control. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the holy boldness to stand for righteousness. Lead and guide them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lead them, guide them, direct them. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Oh, God. Remember our brothers and sisters in Kenya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember them, Almighty God. Hear their cry, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Remember them, God, and hear their cry. Almighty God. Bless your name. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, your grace, your love, your kindness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord God, our righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for shalom. Hallelujah. Thank you for smiling over your people. Hallelujah. Thank you for the song. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy bells. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Those of us who have roofs over our head and shelter. Hallelujah. Thank you for the heat that you have provided. Almighty God, thank you for the food in the refrigerator. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for miracles for your people, Almighty God. Thank you for being a shelter from the storm, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard and nothing is hopeless. Nothing is too hard for you. And we thank you. We know that little becomes much when we place it in your hand. We bless your wonderful name, Almighty God. Great and mighty and awesome art thou. We thank you, Lord, for being God of this nation and every nation where the people are calling on you. Almighty God, those who don't know you, breathe on them, God. Rama from the top to the bottom. Hallelujah. Let them know, God, that they belong to you. All souls are yours. Rama Sakoba Sikho. Open blinded eyes. Almighty God, hallelujah, the very breath that they breathe belong to you. Oh God, hallelujah, free your people, Almighty God, free your people, let your people go free in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Spiritually bound, set free. Oh, glory. Physically bound, set free. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Send help from the sanctuary. Masada. Bring out a way of escape, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Remasakoba. Fight for your people. Send help from the sanctuary. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The captive. Oh, we'll set the captive free. And they will be set free. Hallelujah. Remasakoba. Somebody to you. Oh God, we thank you. Cover God. Cover. Set free. Remember the helpless, Almighty God, that are being mistreated. Send them a way of escape, God, to safety. Lead them and guide them. Almighty God. Almighty God, we thank you. We praise your most holy name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, remember those, the systems of men. Hallelujah. Fill each one with compassion for what they're doing. Hallelujah. Open doors and means, Almighty God, that they may serve you through caring for your souls. Almighty God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you. Hallelujah. We rest in you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rest in you today, dear God. We give you glory and we bless your name. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. Oh, you give strength to the weak. Hallelujah. Woo! Great and mighty God. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for making the ways out of no way. We thank you for giving strength to the weak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remembering the fatherless. Remembering the offering. Remember the seniors that's all alone, Almighty God. Let them know that they're not alone. Woo, God. Fill them up so much that they can pick up the phone and encourage someone else. Hallelujah. Because of you, God. Hallelujah. Let the love, let the joy, woo, just keep on moving and flowing, Almighty God. Thank you. Little becomes much when it's placed in the master's hand. It is in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, we pray. Hallelujah. God is so good. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He's so good. And he loves us so much. And we say, well, I ain't got this, but you got him. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Hallelujah. I don't know the plans that he has for you. He knows the plans that he has for each one of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they're good. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, because thou art with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord God is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Glory be to his name. We thank God. Hallelujah. And we bless his name. And my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, we have to remember one thing. God's will must be done. And we as people of God have to ask for strength to accept his will. That's the bottom. And that's the full matter of the issue. We who is his people, as we're living examples, that we have to yield to God's will. Hallelujah. So we have to stay hidden in him, tied up. And yes, some people can say, you mean to tell me God will for me to do it? Pray and ask him. Pray and ask him. Pick up the Bible and see what it says to you. Hallelujah. Just pick up the Bible and see what it's saying to you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He's so good. He is just so good. God has a way. Oh my God. He has a way that'll make you bow your head and bend your knee, throw your hands to heaven and bless his mighty name. Hey, God, and bless his mighty name. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, ooh, lift that hand to heaven. And bless his name. Bless his mighty name. His holy name. Bless his name. Oh God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh God. Bless his name. Oh God. Oh, stretch out. Prostrate yourself before him. And bless his mighty name. Worship him. Give his sikor, the mighty King of glory. Bless his name. Worship him. Hebasikor, for his goodness. Habasikor, masikor. Oh God, we thank you and we bless your name. Oh God, hallelujah. We bow our head and we bend our knee and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, my dear friends, blessed ones of the Most High God, it's time for our closing scripture. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like to read Jude. In the Living Bible, from the Living Bible, Jude 1:24-25. And now all glory to him who alone is God, who saves us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, splendor and majesty, all power and authority are from the beginning. His they are. And his they evermore shall be. And he is able to keep you from slipping and falling away and to bring you sinless and perfect into his glorious presence with majesty, with mighty shouts of everlasting joy. Amen. Hallelujah. That's from the Living Bible. And to bring you sinless and perfect into his glorious presence with mighty shouts of everlasting joy. Amen. Jude, the first chapter from the translation of the Living Bible. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Thank you.